I'm Bob Lennox. Visitors slowly walk by to see the names of soldiers who gave their lives etched in its surface. Today marked the opening ceremony of the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall at Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. Museum Director Nell Calloway says while the dream of bringing such a symbolic memorial seemed out of reach due to high demand near the Veterans Day holiday, an unexpected call early this year secured the wall for this weekend's viewing.
Then in January, for some reason, this date came open and they called and said, "Are you still interested?" And I said, "Well, yes, I am." And so we've been working on it ever since, but it's been a very humbling, amazing experience for us.
Months of readying for the event did not prepare her for the arrival of the wall, which is a 3/5 version of the memorial in Washington, D.C. At its apex, it stands 6 feet tall and covers more than 300 feet in length. She says emotions ran high when the truck doors opened and each piece came into view as it was unloaded.
When we got here and they opened the door to that truck and I started seeing names on those panels, it was absolutely, and you realize in such an emotional experience, you realize that every name that you were looking at was somebody that did not come home.
58,256 gave their lives for their country and for our freedom. In our American way of life.
Lieutenant Colonel George Fink, who received the Air Force Cross Medal for his service, delivered a speech about his mission in Vietnam and what the memorial means to him.
Many of our veterans still bear the scars of battle. In my opinion, Vietnam veterans are great American heroes, just as all who have fought for our country and our freedom in previous wars. They served during a very difficult time in our history, but they served bravely and with honor. There's the real heroes right out there. One thing I'd like to say.
Those heroes include more than 24 men from Fink's squadron.
28 members of the flew C-7A Caribous that I flew. Some of them I knew, some of them I didn't, because some were killed before I got there and some were killed after I left. But I think while I was there, I think we had 2 crews that we lost.
He says the traveling wall is unique for those veterans who may never be able to travel to see the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington. He says at the time of the war, many held an unpopular view of Vietnam. Many soldiers came home to disdain and discouragement. The memorial helps not only veterans, but family members in a healing process.
I think it brings closure. I think it brings remembrance. I think it brings honor to the veterans, and I think it's a fitting memorial for the families to know that the names of their loved ones are there for everyone to see that they made the ultimate sacrifice for their country.
Calloway says tomorrow morning at 10:45, a traditional Veterans Day remembrance will take place at the museum on Kansas Lane in Monroe. At 11 a.m., a special program will be held. A closing ceremony for the traveling memorial will be held at 4 p.m. on Sunday. She says there will be open viewing of the wall on the museum grounds to allow veterans and family members and visitors maximum opportunity to visit the memorial.
We're open 24 hours as long as the wall is here. We have 24-hour counselor scheduled for any veterans that would like to come out. It's very emotional for them. Well, we have security 24 hours, so anybody that wants to come out anytime, day or night, is welcome.
After his speech, Fink walked alongside and greeted a crowded line of students from area schools who made the trip to view the memorial.
Hi. You and everybody.
He says he hopes each of them and others who visit this weekend will carry one thought after viewing the memorial.
That freedom isn't free. That on that wall I see the names of over 58,000 people that gave their lives for their country. And, you know, if you're looking at World War II, there was 600,000 that died. I mean, freedom is not free. And it's something we got to protect every day.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.